One of the major sponsors of the National Farm Machinery Show and a sponsor of our coverage on Ag Wired is Syngenta. And with me is Sarah Jahant, who is a technical support representative for the company. And I understand very involved with the display that you have here, which is beautiful to start off with, and we'll learn more about that. I'd like to, first of all, just have you tell us a little bit about what you have on display and the kind of things that go into making this booth display that you've got here.
Okay. Chuck, for the last 7 years, we've had planter boxes here at our booth. They're 6.5 feet wide and 10 feet long. And what these planter boxes do is they enable us to show our full product portfolio on corn, soybeans, wheat, and tobacco. And we started doing this about 7 years ago because when we came to the show and we were sponsoring it at the time, growers were showing up to see tractors, and they're showing up to see combines and stuff like that. And what growers really do is they grow crops. They grow corn, they grow soybeans, and they want to know how to do it better, how to do it more efficiently, and more importantly, safety for the consumer is paramount and safety for themselves. So we thought, well, how can we make our booth a little bit different? When we decided with these planter boxes, what do growers do? They grow corn, soybeans, wheat, and tobacco. So what we're able to show here is total portfolio of our products on all four crops for the growers.
Anything you can tell me in terms of the support of just like the staff from Syngenta that it's here that people can interact with?
Oh, terrific. We've got a number of people here. We have people from our seeds groups. We have people, sales reps from across the Midwest, and all of the tech reps. All of us are here basically to answer questions. And with the boxes you see behind me, we can basically take a grower, and this is an indoor field day. I consider this to be the largest field tour in the country. We get over, I think, somewhere around 100,000 people through here, and we're able to talk with the specific problems they may have in their farm. We have a number of weed species, a number of insects represented here, a number of cultural practices, and we can go through, learn about their farm, and they can look at it here in this plot tour so we can design solutions for their farm.
When do you bring them into the show, physically get them on site?
Okay, the show starts on Wednesday morning, and we traditionally have always brought them in Monday in the hopes that if Monday's weather is terrible, meaning too windy or excessive cold, that we'd have Tuesday as a backup day. We have never needed to use Tuesday. Farmers may not be able to get here with the weather this year, but because we moved them here on Monday, it's about a 12-hour deal because we need to bring all our lighting, we need to bring all our watering systems, and until you stand here in front of the box, you don't really see the scale that we're talking here. But we have 10 boxes of the dimensions we've talked about, and it really is the largest indoor field day that features our entire portfolio on four different crops in the country and probably the world. We decided that we weren't going to do it in a small way. Farmers don't do things halfway. They don't do them small scale. So we wanted to meet the challenge, and we try to anticipate. Not every year does every box make it. I'll be honest with you. The bottom falls out, or crop looks a little funky, or the forklift driver gets a little aggressive. But by and large, it's a whole lot of people, including my local farmer that has the greenhouse, to make it all come together.
Well, thank you very much, Sarah. Is there anything else that you would like people to know about the exhibit that you've put on display here that we didn't touch?
I don't think so, Chuck. I just want to encourage people that if you're not able to make it to the farm show this year, obviously next year we hope to be here and doing it again at the scale we're doing, God, if the truckers cooperate and the weather cooperates and everything. And whether you're a city person or a rural person, there's something to be learned here. We try to do the right things as agricultural stewards of the land, and we're always up to be able to demonstrate that to whoever it really needs to learn that agriculture really is a technological breakthrough, and we really do a really nice job of feeding the world.
Well, again, thank you very much, Sarah Jahant, who is a technical services representative for Syngenta. Here at the National Farm Machinery Show, I'm Chuck Zimmerman.